So this is really the story of my mum, Edith. She was born Edith Ford in January 1923. And I'm not sure how she met Fred. There were obviously sweethearts, and the time, I should imagine, when he was about 20, he would, because that was the start of the war, he would have been a serving soldier then.
Yeah.
He died in February 1944 when he was 24, and my mum would have been just 21. She was called Frederick Stephen Hard, known as Fred, and he was a Lance Sergeant in the 5th Battalion of the Grenadier Guards. We believe he served in Africa before he went to Italy, which is where he died, and is buried, as I said, in Anzio. She says when she was about 18, 19, and Fred was serving in the army, and obviously he'd been posted overseas, and he was due to be posted again. He asked the father if he could marry her. And she was only 18 then, sorry, 18.
Yeah.
Then, and they refused. They said no because, you know, she was too young, and people in those days didn't get married usually till they were 21. But they'd refused. But I know my mum, and as Edith being Edith, and those who knew her would know how persistent she could be. But still, my grandparents said no. My grandfather was adamant, he said no. So in 1942, when she was 19 and Fred was on home leave before being posted to Italy, he once again asked for permission to marry. And this time my grandfather said yes. So they married on the 13th of June in 1942 at Holy Trinity Church at Castle Hall in Staley Bridge. And I believe then she told me that they spent 2 weeks, only 2 weeks, together in Scotland, where he was based and doing his training as a couple. After that, he was posted and she never saw him again, because he died in February 1944 when he was only 24. They had no children. I'm not a child of that marriage. Well, sometime later, she asked her parents after his death why her father had agreed to their marriage. And she always said this, so I always remember the words, that my grandfather said, I looked into his eyes and knew he wouldn't be coming back. I would have never forgiven myself if I hadn't agreed. Of course, my mum's story doesn't end there, and I really probably should write a story about her, because she's had a very eventful life. To meet my father, Kenneth John Boyer, she joined the National Fire Service and became a fitness instructor in Gloucestershire, Bishop's Cleeve, which is where they met. And I suppose the rest is history. She said when she first saw my dad, he reminded her of Fred, because he was tall and similar build, etc. But I don't know that he was anything like him in personality. And then I was born on May the 26th, 1945. Just as the war ended. So it's quite a story, really, in one way and another. A lot of my friends all agree that she was a character and a woman to be reckoned with. She was a beautiful woman, very beautiful girl, and a beautiful woman in physical looks. And she died 3 years ago this May, on the 14th of May. And very sadly, she died in a care home near here in Millbrook.
Yeah.
Of dementia, which is a dreadful thing, an absolutely dreadful illness that took her from us well before she actually died, really. She's remembered by everybody. My family all call her Nonna, because my younger sister married an Italian and she had the first child, Adamo, and she was married to an Italian. And so my mum became Nonna, Nonna she stayed. Yeah.
Stories like this, though, isn't it, that keep her legacy alive? And it must mean a lot to you to be able to look back on these memories so fondly as well.
It does. In many ways. I always think of her as a woman of her time, because she was born in the very early past of 1923. I have started to write about my mother because I think in many respects her life story is one that spans the centuries.
Yeah.
And also, you know, all the experiences and the life she had, which in many ways was as a housewife and mother, but there were other things as well. Yeah.